Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Big Jerv, Jay Skills, Juju Gotti. We got Jason Cash in the building. What's up, brother? We've got a great show for you guys. It's a sports-heavy show because it's a sports-heavy time. But first things first, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're signed up. Make sure you're locked in. You get all the extra content. You're getting the watch-alongs. You're getting access to the Discord. You're getting the OG podcast episodes. You're getting the special edition Cinephobe episodes. You're getting access to exclusive live shows. We did the live show in Toronto. We had a limited number that we gave out to Patreons. The next one is either going to be New York or LA or Chicago or somewhere in America, basically. So make sure you are on the Patreon so that you can have access to those very, very exclusive events for sure. Patreon.com/countthedings. Also, bit.ly/CTD merch. We are selling the viral decontextualization hoodies. That's right. It's like the silhouette of my fucked up form on an orange hoodie. So it looks kind of like those WNBA hoodies that everybody had for the last couple of years. Yeah, definitely check that out, as well as a bunch of new merch that we dropped there. bit.ly/ctdmerch. All right, let's get to the show.
Let's talk about the rap shit. That's the reason why I had Chase come on. I know Chase got the overall opinions, but you the specialist in this situation. I did a timeline, right? Tell me more about this response time. This is starting to get annoying because people are like, oh, well, why your boy ain't dropped 7 days since this and this and that? And I'm like, fam, first of all, that nigga Kenny gonna do what the fuck he wanna do. It ain't no, ain't not a, not a soul at this point can airdrop and be like, hey bro, I think you need to put it out. He just, right. Nobody has a direct line to convince him to do whatever, right?
And what's the number one song right now in the rap song, hip hop song?
Like that. Song in the world.
Like that.
Song in the world.
Like that.
For like that. 3 straight weeks. So why even fuck with that right now?
So I understand that people are impatient and things of that nature. Cool. But the idea is, it's interesting that Drake is like now all of a sudden, oh, because he's aggressive and he's dropping. Mm-hmm. LA felt it like, cool. This shit is cool. It's funny. It's because that's what I think. To win a battle in 2024, you got to be funny and witty. He's doing that, right? And it's like, oh, shit. Like, I actually laughed. The AI shit. Cool. It was clever in anything. If anything, to me, I felt like, bro, cheddar. He played chess. He cheddar bobbed himself. Took away the talking points of like, oh, if you was gonna diss me, pop, 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 pop. Let me now, Kenny, show me more of what you can rap and how you gonna do this, because my life is an open book. Y'all know that I was on TV. Y'all know that I did this. You know,
I am Uncle Tom.
I'm all that, bro. You feel me?
I do text underage girls. What?
Right.
What? Okay. All right, fake Pac.
Right.
You know what I mean? Damn. So it was like, it's an interesting standpoint, but I still feel like Kenny is like a sniper on the roof. We don't know where he at. We don't know when he gonna shoot. And I feel like, in those movies, Drake got a fucking gun and he using up all his rounds, just shooting, hoping that he hits something. And it's interesting because I do like the distance that Drake has come out with, but I'm just thinking like the idea of like, oh, Kenny better hurry up. He better throw a haymaker, a super thing.
I think what you said about Kendrick being a sniper is correct, but Drake has also been in the most beefs in this climate. This ain't the old days. In this climate, Drake has been in 2 beefs and he's come out unscathed in both of them. You know what I mean? He's lost one, came out better. He lost one, leveled up. He got in one and leveled up. And I think that's why Drake understands. I think Drake is at this shit like, bro, if this is what you want to do, let's do it. Because at the end of the day, dropping these songs is charting. People streaming them. They're getting bread off of it. But at the end of the day, Drake is just on some shit like, Drake just likes to prove that he's whatever y'all with, I'm with.
Yeah,
like this Billboard 100. I got this on Smash.
Do y'all feel
we can do this too? We can do this too.
Do y'all feel he has rap defense? Like he has real good rap defense.
Yeah,
I don't know, bro.
Because I feel like,
hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal, ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He got knocked out by Pusha T, right? So it's like we looking at this, like defending and all of that. Like the defense ain't really that good because he can't really take a punch like that. You feel me? Like, right. So that's the whole thing. Kendrick hasn't even punched him yet. So we
I feel like he can't take a punch.
You saying from me?
No. Because
who's the punch? Yeah. That's who's Trey saying?
He went and cried to LeBron. Right after the Pusha T thing, so you can't say that he got good defense because the theory is that he's you know doing all this shit, but it's like really he just shadow boxing in the middle of the ring. If Kendrick come and hit this nigga, what is he gonna do then? That's what I'm looking at.
Like a nigga with the nunchucks in front of Batman.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember the nigga had a nunchuck? He did like 100 shits, and he was like, "Yeah, he doing all this shit. Beat your motherfucking ass." And then Batman said, "Man, pow!" Like and shot his ass. So I'm seeing that shit happen. Kind of in how Trey said earlier, I'm imagining that. I'm not looking at it like, well, since he done put out two and you ain't put out none, you winning. Nah. I'm just ready to see the response because that motherfucker might be, like you say, a sniper shot that goes straight through a motherfucker ear to ear. Goddamn, pow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to justify, and I get it because, like, again, I've never seen an artist, again, but we also haven't had this quote-unquote media that's like a podcast that's like pushing, right? You got Maul, you got Academics pushing it every day. I've never seen nobody really check, like honestly go and say, all right, I'm choosing this side. Normally it's like, okay, I'm in the middle. I'm reporting what's going on. But I've never seen media say, I'm team this. And this
Drake's smart. Drake got all them niggas on lock, bro. I knew he was gonna do that off the jump. I think the thing with Kendrick is gonna be the voice of the rebels and the people who are just like outside of all that shit, like always. Mm-hmm. And I just want my thing is this: whenever Kendrick drops, you feel me? Yeah. I guess if it all calms down and he drops 4 months or later, you feel me? It's still gonna have the same level of excitement again, and it's just gonna pique everybody's ears again, and we'll be right back on this rap Ferris wheel, you know what I mean, going through the motions all over again. But ultimately, I think right now Drake understands that if you can curb the narrative of like the internet in your favor, you'll be all right. You can make it through. You can make it.
Also, Pusha T has a verse coming out on Like That Remix, the official one, soon. I don't know what he gonna do.
Kanye, what about that Kanye shit, bro?
Yo.
That came out, bro. Come on,
I wanted to speak.
Yeah, let's lay the red carpet with me.
Because we said J. Cole was gonna get shots taken at him.
But by who? By the crazy nigga? Like
right, the loony fucking tune? Like Kanye is so fucking lame, bro. Like I don't know what the hell. Like at this point in life, bro, Kanye hopping his ass in this shit, bro. The verse better have been Ether, Take Over, The Game's Over. Like, bro, that shit, you get on the motherfucker saying nursery rhymes, nigga. dissing niggas in nursery bars with memes. That was lame ass to the side, please, sir. Salute to all your fans. Though. I fuck with Yeezy. Don't get me wrong, but that shit was lame.
Bro, Kanye need to retire.
I'm going to be honest. No, you don't need to retire. He needs to go fucking get help. The niggas, he needs to go would give you one of them jackets where you hug yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Right, bro.
Like, need to go to one of them places where the walls is like mattresses.
The fact that that right. nigga be sitting next to a nigga like Justin LaBoy is so insane. Like, bro, the scope of Kanye's.
As I got my Kanye's on,
bro, that's just listening to this. That shit made nigga mad. Bro. I'm sitting there looking at these niggas.
Bro, you're sitting next to Justin LaBoy, bro. You one of the greatest artists of all time, bro. What are you doing?
What happened to Pop Master Flex getting exclusive? What happened to DJ Clue getting the exclusive? What happened to DJ Who Kid getting the exclusive? You get your exclusive to the nigga who make the memes? Fuck out of here, man. With your big ass shirt on, man. Fuck on, man.
I'm going to tell you this. Ever since they had that video.
Salute, though, to Kanye. My bad.
he had that listening party in Miami, and that nigga, Justin LaBoy, stood up and, like, did everything but literally suck that nigga's dick. I can't even every time one of them nigga memes come, because you know bitches always be posting that shit on Instagram with Justin LaBoy. I be looking at him like I can't even smile at this shit, because I've never seen anyone ride dick so enthusiastically.
Academics is actually
dog
gunning for that. He's gunning for that position
makes
a whole lot of pause.
He makes Academics look like the biggest fucking hater ever.
The way that Academics and Maul have been acting towards Drake when they receive texts from this nigga is like they get in a text from a girl they got a crush on, bro. Like, this shit is so, I don't even know.
Hey,
what to
Chase,
say, bro.
Chase handles this so much better online when niggas be like, yeah, just text such and such. He dropped the Drewski meme on niggas. He'd be like,
I'm so, you know, nigga know all these niggas, man. I'm so sick of niggas being on the internet flexing their relationships, man. That shit is so
hard. That shit is so stupid.
Like, what are you, like, I don't care. My nigga did it all. I'm like, bro, we know y'all know these niggas.
And we gonna end on that?
Yeah, we can end on that right there.
All right. For Amin, for Big Jer, for Jason Madison, for Juju, Chasing Cash, this has been an episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker.